Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome to a special episode of the Rich Hills Golf Show podcast. It's open week. I'm here in Royal Liverpool for a very exciting week. If you've seen the podcast that we released on Tuesday, you can tell me and Guy are very giddy, lots of things going on. But last week, I had the pleasure and privilege spending some time with the good, good boys. We went up to Dundonald Links in Scotland. They're here for about 10 days in the UK. So we thought, let's collaborate again. Last year's content was amazing when we spent pretty much a full week at JCB. So it was great to get the boys back here in the UK. We shot loads of videos for their channel. We've got a video coming out on my channel, which is probably one of my most exciting ones I've ever done, to be honest with you. And straight after we filmed that challenge, we had the opportunity to sit down with Garrett and Bubby from Good Good and talk about their journey so far. What have they enjoyed? What are they looking forward to? What's been the highs? What's even been some of the lows? Also, what do they do off the golf course? You can tell on the videos they're obsessed with golf, but what do they do for downtime? I respect Good Good. I like their content a lot. If you've not seen it, check it out. They have, since we collaborated last year, they've passed the 1 million subscriber mark. It's fun. It's fresh, it's young, it's energetic, it's great content. If you've not seen it, check it out. But this was a sit-down, casual chat with Garrett and Bubby from Good Good. Enjoy this special Friday upload. So enjoy this Friday special treat podcast on Open Week, episode 194. Rick Shields sitting down with two lads from Good Good, having an open conversation about anything and everything. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Have a great week, everyone. I'm always conscious when I say the word good. Yeah. Yeah. I always, honestly, every time. I don't know if subliminal messaging, could you wear it? I feel like I say it more. I say it when I'm around.
I've noticed it more.
Around with you guys.
I've noticed it more now.
People saying good.
Yeah, well, they're like, are you good? 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 It's just like, it's more normal now to hear it.
How did that name come about?
I didn't realize we started.
Yeah. Very natural. I like it.
Oh, right into it. Okay.
Yeah. How did that, because obviously it's a term that means when two putts are given.
Yeah.
It's good, good.
Well, we all sat around a table and we were talking, thinking of names, and a couple of us threw like some really stupid ones out there. Like birdie boys, you know, like,
yeah.
Could be kind of cool, but you know, just like it didn't have the ring. And then we said one, I think it was sandbaggers. And then, you know, we threw every name you could think of. And then Kendrick was in there, who's by the way, our CEO. And he said, well, I've been sitting on this name like since college. We're like, what is it? And like given we had been talking for probably 45 minutes to an hour thinking of names. And this is the first thing he had said. He's like, I think we should call it Good Good. It's like, why didn't you say that sooner if you'd been sitting on that since college? And we were instantly like, that's it.
You know, what I take from it as well, it's not even just a name. It's the fact that I feel like it encapsulates the way you guys enjoy your golf, where it's like, it's competitive as match players, but it's also that kind of friendly kind of, we don't want anybody to suffer, or you know, it's like we're good, is this all right? You know, it's got that friendly sort of twist on it as well, which, you know, we've spent a couple of days here in Scotland, which is always a pleasure. being with you guys again. Thanks for coming
on. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
I know you've got an exciting leg coming up, but I feel like it encapsulates the style of golf you also play and what you film. It's that kind of friendly, chilled, relaxed, or is it not? Are you all aggressive?
There's a little bit of both. I'd say there's a little bit of both.
There's definitely a mixture of both. We've had some videos that have gotten pretty heated and competitive. And it's also varies upon the style of video. Because like we were just talking about before, we have mess around videos and challenges like the Wheel Not Ideal, which did get competitive down to the end. But excuse me, we did this, what was that? The Good Good Cup in Branson. That is by no means the friendly manner at all that you were speaking of.
By video four, I told Steve in the car, I said, we're never doing this again. Because I was playing, like me and Steve were like playing really bad. And we were so competitive and we wanted to win so bad. And we're like, this is not who we are. You know, like we're out there to have fun kind of thing.
The reason that that came into play with the Good Good Cup is if you have one bad video, normally it's like, okay, who cares? On to the next video. But what was it like? It ended up being 15 videos.
18
videos were all strung together with a point system leading up to a final winner. So every video mattered a lot. Yeah. And so
stressful.
All the emotions and everything kept going over into the next video, and it compounded up to become very competitive, which was fun.
We've since then decided to make the Good Good Cups a lot shorter because 18 videos was brutal. It was actually like, what was it? 20?
It was supposed to be 21.
21. I think that was the original plan. It's just like absurd. And so now like we did a 2-man Good Good Cup, which was definitely less. Yeah. Competitive, but it was also because there was less videos. I think we did 6, 7.
I think there was 6 videos with points and the 7th video was a championship.
I suppose for you guys as well, like there is a real mixture of talent within the group.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Luke and Brad who have kind of pretty much golf professionals, aren't they? You know, certainly Brad, I was chatting to him, you know, and Luke is the same. Is he trying to compete? Is he trying to get out on tour as well?
Played Korn Ferry Tour for 2 years.
Yeah.
And he was the ranked 600 golfer in the world at one point.
He won on PGA Tour China.
Did he?
Luke is a phenomenal golfer.
Yeah. No, I can tell. And then you've got kind of, I was saying to you today, Bubby, your golf over the last like 2 or 3 years has dramatically improved.
Thank you.
It has. Like you'll know from when he joined, Garrett. Like I remember seeing when you first joined, you know, the boys and it was like, you have a unorthodox golf swing and there was quite a big slice going on. I was thinking, oh God, this... And now, man, you absolutely kill it.
Thank you.
Was there anything that made you like hit the ball better?
You can ask Garrett. I don't practice.
Crazy.
I don't practice at all.
You know, the big takeaway for me looking from the outside and we spent the week in JCB last year together and even a few days here. I think when you're playing competitively against good players or just that mixture of players, your game has to raise or you struggle. You know, and I remember as a junior, as probably you two as well, playing at your local golf club, chipping comps around the green with you know, good players or whatever it may be, you had to elevate your game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, if you are playing with better players, it just naturally makes you better. Like, even without practicing, because you want to win.
Of course you do.
You put some money on the line, you have a little friendly bet going, like it makes you want to play better for sure.
And I think it's something that obviously we'll have loads of young listeners tuning in to this podcast anyway, but I think that's great advice for like young golfers who are trying to aspire to be good. Like surround yourself with good players, you know, and because it really pushes you on and inspires you really.
Absolutely.
And I've seen that in your game, definitely, Bubba.
I 100% agree. And I really think it's the only thing, because that's the only variable that's changed really. Because like I told you, I only golf, I don't practice, I don't go to the range, I don't hit balls. I did the videos on the track, man, and swing changes that Grant showed me, you showed me stuff and those little bits and integrating them and just taking repetitions on the course, I guess, is my practice. But definitely like a golfer of my caliber being put in this group, I have to play up. So it benefits me a lot. And now it's probably nice for you having like
Brad
around and Luke around. Now Garrett has to play up instead of just being the top dog.
It's a good feeling too.
It's a tough school.
I think the beauty with Good Good is like there's a nice competitive balance too. It's like everyone's a different skill level. And so like Bubby said, like pretty much everybody has somebody to look up to other than Luke. Like if anything, Luke's felt the opposite. He's felt like bad for winning challenges sometimes. Like he literally, when we finish a video, he's like, I feel like people are just gonna be mad. I know I want another challenge. It's like, I mean, there's nothing you can do. You're just good at golf.
You guys just need to drag him down.
We got to handicap him somehow.
He can make you guys better. You need to kind of drag him down a little bit.
He's got to hit his putts left-handed or something.
You know, I'm quite interested here, and I'm going to start with you, Bubby. What's been your biggest highlight over the last 12 months? You know, we hung out in JCB last year and had a great time. We made loads of content together. It's been fun. You guys, since that, have hit over a million subscribers on YouTube, which is a huge milestone.
Thank you.
We're now the three channels in the whole of golf YouTube now have over a million subscribers.
A lot to do with you, by the way. Like, yeah, one thing that we saw with the UK collaboration, you were pushing hard. And we loved it. And then we noticed, we're like, the subscriber jump was insane. So it was a large thank you to you.
I've said to you in the past, privately and you know, out in public, like, I love what you guys do. I love what you're doing with the sport. You know, I think like-minded creativity and collaborations that we've had the honor of being able to do, like, we bounce off each other. I kind of sometimes feel like the dad in the group, but as in this kind of sense of, well, if people are making good content, we'll promote it, push it out, you know, get it out there. But for you kind of personally, Bubby, what's been the biggest highlight over the last 12 months?
Biggest highlight my past 12 months. Well, going off like what we just spoke about, Rick and I were talking before the podcast sitting here. Every single good week, I will thoroughly say, is my favorite time of every month. Like, I look forward to them. I have a great time at all of them. I get to travel the world with my best friends and play golf. It's honestly very hard to like pinpoint one single thing. They all kind of just compile up to all these blessings that I look at them as. And if I had to pick one highlight from the past 12 months, I don't know. It's impossible for me to pinpoint, because honestly, every day I go out there, I just have such a good time hanging out with the guys, hanging out with you and everything.
From the outside, I always feel like you love the meetups.
Was the Chicago? Oh, no, that was before UK.
But even you've had meetups since that, like the one in, was it Phoenix, a huge one that you had recently?
Phoenix was a huge, Mesa, Arizona, I guess, technically. But yeah, Phoenix, Scottsdale. I would say if I had to pick anything, the meetups are my favorite thing in the world. I absolutely, like, I literally feel like I feel like I'm running out onto a football field going up to the first tee of those meetups. I have the time of my life. I can't thank all of you guys enough for coming out and supporting them. I will say one of the craziest things is, actually, I know what the highlight is of the past 12 months. We just had a meetup in Chicago, and I won't spoil what happened, but there was a green that my mom came down to. My parents were at the meetup because it's my hometown, and they just kind of sit on the outside and mind their own business and watch from afar. And on the final green, my mom came down. It was actually by the green. And I said this in a post. My grandfather passed away a year ago, almost exactly, coming up soon.
Oh, God, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. It's all right. And he was the one who really got me into the sport and took me out to the course when I was younger and all that. And she came down to the green. I had not been playing well all day. I had not been playing well. Had like, I don't even know how long of a putt it was. And she said she came down to the green, said a prayer to my grandpa upstairs, just like, come on, Bill, make something cool happen. And sure enough, the putt went in. It sat on the front edge. I looked at the camera like, there's no way. And then looking at the camera, the people just swarmed me. I'm like, no way it went in. And I was told after that my mom came down to the green and asked my grandpa to help me out there. So that was definitely my highlight.
That's such a cool. What does your mum and dad think of things like this now? If they, you know, they obviously see you online and they'll see you making content. It's similar to with my family, like obviously see online. My family have seen a few times where I've had live audiences where I've done a live podcast or other things. Like for your parents or, you know, in Chicago there, they've seen hundreds of people shouting, Bubby, Bubby. Like, what does their take on it?
I mean, their take of it is, obviously, they're just incredibly proud, which that's like one of my biggest motivators, is just thinking about my parents and my grandparents, just trying to make them proud because they mean the absolute world to me. I don't know. It's cool because I went from what I was doing coming up on 6 years ago, drugs and alcohol, and being at that point in my life, and then finding God and getting sober and investing my time and energy into this. And now it's blossomed into this beautiful thing called Good Good. And we are blessed enough to have an amazing fan base where we get to host these live events. And when we were driving back from the Chicago event, you guys all went in and I stayed back with my parents and just shared a moment with them and rode back in the cart with them. And yeah, just, I don't know. Sorry to get deep on the podcast, but like,
this is good. Well, you were talking, is it very soon? Is it this week or next week? You'll be 6 years sober.
It'll be in 11 days, July 23rd.
You're going to tell me it's going to be like 3 hours then, the way you looked at your watch.
July 23rd. And we just sat in the cart and spoke about everything I used to be doing and how far I've come to now because of God's grace. And yeah, it was just a super cool moment to share with my parents.
That's nice. Thanks for sharing it with us online.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then what about you, Garrett? What's been the kind of highlight over the last 12 months?
I don't know. Like Bubby said, there's been so many cool moments we've all got to share together in the last 12 months. I mean, God, it's tough to pick with how much we've traveled. And I don't know, I think one of the cool things recently was we just got our warehouse, which I think that's been a goal since like day one, like having some sort of office space, really cool. Like we initially got our office, which was unreal. And then the end goal was always to have a warehouse and like have that Dude Perfect style thing with the boys. And, you know, you can go in there, film when it's cold outside, you know, you got the putting green, all that. And so, I mean, that's going to be done, like fully done in August, which was cool.
Oh, that's
like,
we're quick.
Just recently moving into it. And so I don't know, that was really cool. I think
can you give any teasers to what might be in that? I don't want to give too much away because I'm sure you'll do a reveal video.
No. We're going to film the progress of like building it too, but we're going to have a basketball court, which is going to be cool.
That's awesome.
Pickleball. All the boys love pickleball. So we'll have that. And then we'll have a full swing simulator and, a 36x16 putting green, kind of like in the middle. It'll be the central area, also full swing. And then we'll have like a little gym, lounge area, bar. It's going to be like...
You gave away a lot there. That's
pretty much
you gave away the whole blueprint there.
Exclusive. That's what this video will be having. Exclusive good warehouse reveal. No, it sounds good. To be honest, we have been in the process of looking for somewhere ourselves. I feel like it's slightly harder in the UK to find somewhere of that magnitude. In the States, there's obviously a lot more room and warehouses. And like you say, everyone's seen what Dude Perfect has done at their warehouse.
Super common in the United States.
So good. Like I say, those sort of plots where you can actually completely have it bespoke for you guys and your content and your editors and meetings. And, you know, you'll have it obviously for your good apparel. Yep. Like that's kind of like, it is the dream for most kind of big YouTube channels, certainly when you need these multi-space units and certainly with a group like you guys. So that'll be done in August.
Yeah, done probably late August. But yeah, like you said, we'll have like office space for anybody that's working with Good Good and stuff like that, which will be nice. I just think more than anything, having a hangout spot that everyone can kind of go to and I guess have a good time, whatever. It'll be fun.
How did you feel like the Good Good Championship went for you guys? That was an interesting concept. Just give the audience a bit of a rundown of what that kind of concept was.
It went well. You speak first.
I would say, because obviously you show up, there's going to be a learning curve with anything that's a brand new process for someone.
Give everyone a bit of an idea of what that was. Surprisingly,
the learning curve filming wise was, everything went incredibly smooth. All the competitors were phenomenal. I mean, the team, Kendrick, Tim, Sarah, Emily, Kevin, Jared, everyone behind the scenes made the process incredibly smooth. But obviously, you know, Colin and Max are like the best in the business and your team as well. Colin and Max are incredibly talented, unreal. And you get back and they had hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage from 12 separate cameras and a GoPro on every green. And that might have been the one part we underestimated was the 100% man hours Colin and Max put into it. And that's just one thing I want to give a quick shout out here too. I know Colin made a behind the scenes vlog about it. Colin and Max, when we got back, were in the candy shop, which is what they call their editing hole, the office, 2.5 weeks straight, trying to make the Good Good Championship as perfect as possible. And I think they did. Yeah. They did a phenomenal job. Colin and Max are honestly, when it comes to Good Good, Colin and Max are the X factor. They are the backbone of this company.
I think
to the audience, I know the process had its challenges. What was it, just in case people didn't know what it was, explain what the actual Good Good Championship actually was.
Yeah, so it was 63 golfers, were all pro golfers, by the way, competing for $100,000 purse. And out of those 63, 12 would get the chance to compete for a piece of that purse, which like, I don't know, that's been a dream of mine for a while is to, because like I was never able to go pro.
Of course.
So like a dream of mine was to be able to at least like be involved in pro golf to some extent. And like
I don't know. There's so much talent out there that's, say, not on the PGA Tour or the Korn Ferry Tour that has what it takes to play with those guys, but just maybe hasn't gotten their break. And so that was the biggest thing for us, is like, we want to be able to give back to somebody who's like really trying to make it. And I think we did that. And, you know, Cameron Sisk, the winner of the Good Good Championship, I think that $50,000 is hopefully going to go a long way for, you know, his first year. I think he's on the Canadian tour now. And then hopefully he'll progressively get to that Korn Ferry Tour. And he's such a good player. I mean, he was on a 59 watch in his final round. So
no way, yeah,
he really was. He really was. And he missed a 2-footer, or 3-footer or something like that on hole 15. And if he hadn't missed that, he most likely probably would have shot 60 or 59, which was just absurd.
Sheesh.
I think all things considered, though, to get to the learning curve, back to the learning curve part, is like, I think more than anything, like Bubby said, we underestimated the post-production. That was the hard part. I think, like, if we're going to move forward and do it again, I think one thing that we noticed is we took too much of a break and we hyped it up a lot and then had this huge off time. And then obviously we dropped the videos, and it was like, it was one of those things, like Colin and Max did literally everything they could to get that content up. But like, one thing we've talked about in the future is like, when we do a good championship, we need to still upload content or have some other people editing like the normal good videos while they're waiting for the good championship. So, all in all though, it was a big success. Mm-hmm. But I think we definitely learned some things for the future.
Well, that's it. I think with anything, and this is why, you know, I do genuinely.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Respect and appreciate and love working with you guys, because I feel like in some degree, similar to ourselves on the channel, what we try and do, we want to innovate. We want to create the next big content. We want to make sure that, you know, whatever we're doing, we're not just making, you know, the same stuff. We've got to push the envelope. And, you know, YouTube has, you know, I don't think it's even touched the surface yet, golf YouTube. No. Like, we're not even close to it yet. You know, when you look at how many people who actually play golf in the world, like, the scale of our channels is obviously great in golf YouTube, but actually in the world of golf, it's actually quite a small number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, how do we continue to innovate and create better content so more people are going to watch, more people be entertained, and kind of that goal of being able to reach 50 million golfers, you know, worldwide. That's kind of the goal for golf as a platform, really, on YouTube. Yeah. So I think anything that you do different or new, it's, it can only be a good thing to open those eyes up to more people.
It was, sorry, do you want to talk? Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say kind of, this is just going off, like you talk about new, like you, I guess, per se started a trend. Like you started the Break 75, how long ago?
Yeah. I think we're up to season three,
and you're like the first ever do it. And now, I mean, I've got a Break 37. Seems like every golfer on YouTube is a break something now.
Break seems pretty popular right now.
Very popular.
I probably should have by copyrighted doing. Break yeah. at every number.
If you trademark that, you'd be every doing number between
61 and 95.
Yeah.
But I think to some degree though, it doesn't, that never offends me. It never bothers me too much. Cause you know, I think what stands out is the characters in golf YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know, you could take the same idea, but it doesn't mean you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Like I could pinch a Mr. Beast video. I can't do it the same as Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
I could try and do a Dude Perfect video. We're not going to be able to do it like Dude Perfect. So
absolutely
you've
not.
Just got to be able to find your own lane and do it the mm-hmm. best you can possibly do it.
No, absolutely. I think that like, even like my goal from the beginning was, well, first off, I got a lot of my inspiration from Mr. Beast, and yep. I noticed how like he was really pushing the envelope when he was growing really fast. And obviously he's the biggest in the world, 165 million subscribers. But in the beginning, the goal was always to reach the audience outside of the golf world.
Yep.
As far as, you know, let's think of a challenge that maybe somebody who plays baseball or soccer might be interested in the game of golf instead of like, I mean, realistically, if you have a baseball player, soccer player, whatever, they might not want to turn on the TV and watch a PGA Tour event, but maybe they're scrolling through YouTube and they see like some clickable thumbnail in golf and they watch the video. Like, oh, golf's pretty cool. Maybe we'll go to the range, maybe try it. And
million percent.
I think that was the goal since day one. And it's cool to like see people, you know, in person or talk to people in person that are like, I don't play golf that much, but like, I really like watching your guys' videos. You know, you make it enjoyable to watch and sometimes I get to go to the range, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. So I don't know. I think, to some degree,
we're in a very fortunate position where we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can attract new audiences and bring new people into the sport that we love. You know, we love so much. We want to share that message as much as we can. I always think about this idea. If I saw a video on YouTube, I'm not particularly into cycling, even though I've just done a mad charity bike ride from St. Andrews Royal Liverpool. But if I saw a bike on YouTube with square wheels, you're going to watch it. Like, because you have to, because it's like, well, how does a bike with square wheels work? I think sometimes with golf and YouTube, it's like, how do you make the piece of content that can catch the eye of non-golfers who can get really into it, you know?
Yeah.
What's next with Goodwood? What's the kind of next stages? What's the rest of the year looking like?
Road trip. We got our first ever road trip.
Can that be talked about?
We can talk about it. Yeah. We can talk about it.
Get some exclusives today. Go on, talk us through the road trip then.
I mean, all I know is going from New York back to Dallas. I'm kind of like, when I go on Google Weeks, you give me the tee time the night before and I'll be there. That's how my planning and scheduling goes. I don't think about stuff too much. But we have an RV.
Yeah.
We're going to be bussing all the way across.
Sleeps 12.
See, I'm learning stuff new. I'm learning stuff as well.
But yeah.
There can be 12 of you in an RV.
Some nights we have hotels. Some nights we have hotels.
It's going to be fun. Like we're going up to New York on, I think, the 10th of August. And yeah, we have like a 12 person. We have a driver, which thank God if we didn't have a driver, I don't know who would drive us. But it's...
He'll be taking turns.
Yeah. I think Max, he would be the most qualified. But no, it'll be fun. Like, we're going to be in a bus pretty much 24/7, other than golf. We're going to film it all.
You're going to learn a lot more about each other than you already know.
Yeah. I mean, we're literally going to be eating, sleeping, like, never leaving each other's side. So it's going to be crazy, though. That's the stuff that, like, gets me super fired up is when we have, like... This cool idea that we get to plan for, like coming up in the future, we know that we have this really cool road trip. Also, the UK was one of those. It's like, we know we're going to get to do these cool things while we're there. So it gets you really excited to go. And I think like, wow, voice crack. I think after the UK, like we're instantly going to be ready to get back on the road and do this road trip. So it's going to be fun.
And what does downtime look for you? Like, how does downtime look? When you're not doing good weeks, Bubby?
When we're back in Dallas.
Are you clubs away? How do you switch off?
I film for my personal channel, which I post 1 to 2 times a week now. I have Trace, who's a great videographer and editor. He comes out with me and he films it and edits it. So that's probably 1 or 2 days a week of filming. And then obviously there's behind the scenes stuff we deal with. We have meetings. I guess I have my own cigar now, so I have calls and meetings as well for that, for Bubby Stogies. Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's kind of, I got to be honest, nothing we really do feels like work that much. I thoroughly enjoy all of it. Like, I just noticed it the other day. One of my really good buddies just moved down to Texas, and he has a corporate job. And I'm going through, I'm sending emails throughout the day, texting back about good stuff, all this, all that. And I realized, like, that's someone's job at an office is, like, doing that. So I guess that is work. And I never really noticed it until he brought it up. I don't know. It's wake up, food, video games, gym, emails, meetings, texts. I don't know. And then video games to end the night, probably.
Yeah. But it feels like you add more golf into it as well. Like, yeah. You feel, and I feel like Garrett, you can't put the clubs down, surely.
No, I can't, but like when I'm in Dallas, it's so few and far between now. Mm-hmm. So like when I'm in Dallas, I just try and hang out.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And chill, like Bubby said, go to the gym, maybe play some video games, and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, there's not too much downtime for me anymore. I think there was a little bit more probably say a year ago, but now it's like for example, I get back from the UK and then 2 days later I'll be on the road and like gonna go film for almost 2 weeks for GM Golf. Cause it's like both of those are, you know, pretty time consuming. Like as far as good weeks, like Bubby said, like that is what we all look forward to mm-hmm. the most, is because it's most of the time something that's kind of pre-planned and we know we can go there, play golf, film, and just do our thing. Obviously when it comes to the personal stuff, it's a little bit more taxing mentally and physically, because it's just you who's like trying to do it. And I think that's the biggest benefit to good in all of this, is like us having a team to pick each other up where, you know, maybe somebody's leaving off. And I think that makes it a lot less stressful on all of us.
Do almost all have roles, as well as you've got your personalities and your characters on videos? Do you have kind of responsibilities as such within the business?
I mean, not like set positions or anything, nothing of that nature. It's, if we have a meeting, you're expected to be there. We need opinions on something, you're expected to offer it, help out in any way you can. But no, there's no like set positions. There's like, obviously Kendrick is a CEO, and then there's other employees that work under him and they do that. But we have meetings once or twice a week and then hop on phone calls a decent amount and figure stuff out.
Yeah. It's not too bad. Thankfully we are blessed and lucky enough to have somebody like Kendrick and kind of a full team behind us. It obviously wasn't like that in the beginning. Kendrick's been there since the beginning, but as far as having the team that we have now, that's a new thing. And it's made us all relax a lot more when it comes to on camera stuff or off camera stuff. Sorry. So, I mean, yeah, it good as in and of itself is not like a very stressful thing.
No,
like we are very, very lucky to have the situation that we have. And every day, dude, like, I wake up and we get to do a good. I genuinely just can't believe it. Like every single day
in front of a camera.
Well, that's I'm in the same boat, and
can't even comprehend.
And listen, we're very, very fortunate in the positions we're in, definitely. But it's like, you know, find a job that you love and never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
And if you can get through that, it's great. Obviously, you're over here in the UK. We're currently in Scotland here at Dundonald Links. You've got a few days traveling around Scotland, playing a few golf courses. What I do want to ask you about is, it'll be both your first times at the Open next week.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that? What do you think? How do you think that's going to go down?
I mean, it's a bucket list thing for me, for sure. I've always wanted to go to the Open Championship. Grew up watching it with my dad. And now the fact that we get to go there under these circumstances as well, like actually being a guest of the RNA, is such a blessing. And I'm so stoked for it. Yeah. I just want to go there and watch. Like I love golfing. Obviously, we're blessed enough to do it for a job. We hit a golf ball in front of a camera. It's mad fun. But like going to these venues with all this legacy and history behind it, I almost enjoy just as much, if not more. Like if I could go see the Masters or the Open or any major, those are some of my best times inside the sport of golf. I absolutely love it.
Absolutely. I'm very much a golf fan. Mm-hmm. You know, even with all the golf that we play, you know, maybe you would think maybe I'm not as much of a fan anymore, but I think I'm more of a fan now than I ever was. I love, like Bubby said, I love going to watch events and tournaments.
And I think what's cool in the opportunities we've got is that we've met a lot more tour pros now, like your connection with Callaway and the the pros you played with at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite cool when you start to kind of know these guys a little bit more as well.
It's crazy. Like, we're at the US Open and I'm outside the ropes following Minwoo for a couple holes. He's looking over, like, kind of talking shit to me. Like, we're having a good time. Literally, this guy's playing in the US Open and he's looking at me. I'm like, Minwoo, focus, yeah, you know?
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, like you filmed with him,
yeah,
right?
He's so cool.
Isn't he the best?
He's the best. He's such a ball striker.
Yeah. Oh,
have you not had him on the channel yet?
Not yet. We're going to, though.
You need
yeah,
to.
We're going.
Obviously,
he's 190 ball speed.
Ridiculous ball. He's a real baller.
I got a question for you real quick. And I'm just wondering. I ask people inside the space in the industry this. Do you watch golf YouTube?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every minute of every day.
I don't watch it at all.
Really?
Well, it's like,
I know everything about anything that's happened in the whole of golf YouTube space.
That's a full-time job right there in and of itself.
I only watch baseball and video games on YouTube. I don't watch anything besides...
I don't particularly watch anything else.
Really?
Yeah, I follow a lot. I don't watch absolutely everything, but I'm very much understanding channels, what channels are popping.
I respect that.
You know, what's working, what's not working. What thumbnails do I like? What storylines do I like?
So it's analytical more so than watching it to enjoy it?
Yeah.
It's
let's say I'll click on one of your videos and it might be, let's say it's 2 hours long because we, you know, an hour and a half, and I'll go, okay, let's have a look at this. And I'm like, right, what's the thumbnail look like? Has it got good views? I kind of roughly know how many views a video should get in that time frame. I'm looking at kind of the comments. I'm seeing if there's any standout features. I'm then kind of trying to look at, is there anything new? But I'm not watching the whole hour and a half. I'm just kind of jumping and skipping and going, okay, that's quite interesting. Oh, this is a new character you brought on the channel. Or what's his background? What's his take? So kind of seeing it from that side, really, more than anything. So yeah, I'm not putting it on the TV.
Yeah.
And sitting there for an hour and a half and just glued to it, which obviously so many fans are, like, totally get that. But I'm looking at it more from, like, what can we learn from that? What do I like? What do I not like? You know, and all those type of things. That's why... Again, I love catching up with you guys, and because off camera we talk shop and we talk about the business side of things, and it's great, you know, the lads here, Ed, Sam and Matt, being able to chat to your guys, Sam, Max and Colin and Louise, and be able to kind of learn processes. I mean, Ed and Colin, Ed from my side and Colin from your side have just been upstairs having lunch and talking about shot tracers. And I think, you know, rising tides rise together. And if we can learn these kind of processes and speed it all up, it can only benefit.
Absolutely.
But I'm guessing from that, you don't watch any golf YouTube.
I wouldn't say for me, it's not any. I watch some, but it's not a very common thing for me.
Yeah, mine's, I watch some.
Yeah.
It's not a whole lot. It's not like how I watch Tim the Tap Man. Yeah. I watch all his videos.
For me, it's just keeping my finger on the pulse.
But see, that's different. See, that's like, you're more of you're a learner. You're doing it for work, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, technically. If I get on YouTube to watch something, it's only for enjoyment. And I don't know. We do so much of it.
Right,
we're
now,
filming so much.
If you pulled up Garrett's recommended videos right now, it would be only up speed runs.
Oh my gosh.
That's all he's
been
watching.
Uphill speed runs.
Addicted
only
to that
up
game.
Speed runs.
Uphill.
Anybody, no one's seen
runs.
This game.
Wait, you guys
it's
don't know only
going
up?
Viral in the United States.
What is it?
That's crazy. Only up. Hmm.
It's funny because Garrett's logged into his YouTube on our TV in the living room. Every time
crazy.
I open it, I see the red bars under all the Only Up videos. I'm like, yeah,
what's
I know
on,
what he's watching.
What's
I, to be fair, I haven't been watching as many recently, but no, it's like a game on the PC where you have to go up and you like, you're this little guy and you're running and jumping on things. If you fall, you lose all your progress. And then you're just screwed. So like you could
and
be
you
climbing.
You watch YouTube videos of people playing that game.
Oh my, it's so entertaining.
See, this
it's
is
so yeah. entertaining.
I think I miss this era personally. I got kind of into video games when I was younger, but it never transitioned and grew up, you know, into my kind of adult life as such. But I know a huge part of YouTube is YouTube gaming on YouTube. I literally watch zero. I don't watch any gaming.
Well, you don't play games, do you?
I don't play games. I wouldn't know what, you know. So that kind of, maybe that, if we actually looked at time on YouTube, it might be the same amount of time on YouTube.
Yeah,
it's
probably.
Just that you're pointing your direction towards one
thing. No, I might even
thing.
Be more. I don't know. I don't watch golf YouTube. No, I feel like it's what you love, like, doing for enjoyment.
Yeah.
And obviously we like doing golf YouTube, but that's a little different. Like, if you like playing video games, you're going to watch video game YouTube. If you're going to be working out crazy and doing a bunch of pull-ups, you're probably going to watch David Goggins, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I love watching David Goggins.
I like, for me personally, I like watching kind of news articles. I like to know what's happening in the current news. Like, I love Philip DeFranco. He just kind of explains the news in quite a kind of cool YouTube-y way. And then I watch loads and loads of kind of documentaries, mini documentaries and things like that. I kind of like learn. I don't read. I'm not a great reader. I can read, but I'm not a great reader. Clarify that. Monster. But for me, I kind of learn a lot more for YouTube than anything else. I try and kind of use it as like a learning tool.
I remember when we were here last time, you had like a list. You had a list of like channels, I think it was, right? Or you have...
I've got an eye on every single channel. I know everything about every channel.
I love that though. That's like,
I think it's just because I'm obsessed with it without a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is pretty much, you know, what we do every day, all day. And it's run, you know, business. I've been doing it for 11 years.
Yeah. You're like the godfather of golf YouTube.
That's grandfather. So. Yeah.
I was going to say like you were the OG, you were the first one to really start doing it. So yeah. You're intuition on it all and perception of it all definitely does make sense. Like, you started it.
Yeah.
You want to keep an eye on it and see what's going on.
I wasn't the person, but I was one off. But mm-hmm. It's more, you know, I can appreciate good content.
Yeah.
And I can look at good content and go, I really like that. What have they done? What can we potentially learn from that?
You know what? I recently watched a video that George, Brian, and Grant did together. And I loved it. I like turned it on and their chemistry was unreal. And I remember it was like the first golf YouTube video. I watched the first 5 minutes and then I watched the next 5 minutes and then I watched the next and next and next. And I had to text George after. I was like, this is probably the most entertaining video I've seen in golf YouTube.
I'm going to stir up the drama. Do you not text Grant?
What's that?
Do you not text Grant?
I text Grant. Yeah.
You're friends? You play golf together, didn't you, recently?
We did, yeah. Yeah.
Is there going to be any collaborative content coming out soon?
Maybe one day.
It's a very diplomatic answer.
We didn't film that day. We just caught up. We just played.
But nice to catch up with him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. That was the first time I saw Grant since he left. So, how long has it been? Like what? 6-7 months or something. But it was good. It was like, it felt, you know, right back where we were. We were vibing, having a good time. So.
I think the audience are desperate for it.
I know that people want to see it.
If you need a banger in your back pocket, if you're thinking, views are a little bit low this month. Okay, let's bring this up.
They're going down. Let's pull out the grand match.
It would kill it.
In due time, when the time is right, we'll get back.
You're getting your thumbnail, brother. You're the clickbait thumbnail.
I wasn't actually going to bring it up, but as soon as Garrett said, so I watched this video with George and Grant, I'm like, bingo.
There's your end. That's the perfect time.
No, it's genuinely like, I really like Grant a lot, and you know, and Mike, and obviously spending time with those guys last year was great fun. But it's just, you know, it's nice to see again. I like, personally, as somebody who's done it for so long, I love that golf YouTube's in such a strong spot right now.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really, it's never, ever been stronger. You know, if you actually added up the amount of views that golf YouTube brings in, which is a number that I do know off the top of my head, but not quite. But if you added it all,
if you added it all up,
it's in the strongest position it's ever been in.
Yeah.
And there's more creators, which is good for the audience. It's good for golf. It's good for all of us that, you know, continue to bring these kind of, new fans in, really.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Well, I appreciate what you both do. Keep smashing it. I know you are going to do. I'm looking forward to seeing what's next.
Thank you. You as well.
We've had some, and this is my little bit of teaser, we've had some very, very interesting conversations this week about some future projects, which we hope to get across the line. So let's stay tuned for those. That's Nate's little bit. Nate Edwardson's.
Oh, you're gonna run with that.
Jumping at the bit right now, and you know what that means, Nate. So we've had some really good conversations this week about some future events. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, and thanks for coming on the podcast again.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hold up.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.